Hi, everybody. The following is a letter I wrote after picking up Get Her Done, the Larry the Cable Guy story, ghostwritten by Susan Sontag. I have to warn you that this letter is nearly 11 pages long, but who gives a shit? You're not reading it. I'm reading it to you, so don't be lazy. But you know what? I think it's chock full of life lessons for all of us. And if you're not careful, you just might learn something. An open letter to Larry the Cable Guy. Hello, Larry. It's me, David Cross. Recently, I was shooting something for my friends at Wundershowzen, the funniest, most subversive comedy on American TV at the moment, and that's why it was canceled. And when we were taking a break, one of the guys on the show asked me if I had seen some article in Something Somewhere wherein you were interviewed to promote your new book, Please Get Her Done, published by Crown Books, $23.95 U.S., and they asked about your devoting a chapter to slamming me and the, quote, PC left, unquote. Since I stopped following your career shortly after you stopped going on stage wearing a tool belt with cables wrapped around your neck, right around your appearance at Laughs and Food in Enid, Oklahoma, like August 23rd to 26, 1999, something like around there, I said I wasn't aware of the article, and they went on to tell me that you said basically, and I'm not quoting but paraphrasing their recall, that I could kiss your ass, that I've never been to one of your shows, which is true, and that I didn't know your audience, which is untrue. So I went and got your book, Getting Her Done, and excitedly skimmed past the joke about that one time you farted and something farty happened, on past the thing about the fat girl who farted, and finally found it. Chapter 5, Media Madness. Well, needless to say, I farted. I farted up a fart storm right there in the Flyin' J Travel Center. I fartingly bought the book and took it home with an excitement I haven't experienced since I got Bertha Chud Farter's grandma drunk and she took her teeth out and blew me as I was finger-banging her while wearing a Jesus sock puppet in the back of a boiler room at the Church of Redeemer off I-20. I don't care who you are, that's funny! Anywho, I got home and read the good parts. It seems that you were pissed off at Rolling Stone magazine, and I can understand why. You made some good points in your argument as well. I agree that there is an elitism and bias in the press, and too often a writer will include asides to show the reader how smart he or she is and how above it they are. But come on. Surely you can't be surprised, or worse, hurt or offended by this. You even say in the book that you knew what you were getting into, Rolling Stone being all lefty and whatnot. Certainly I'm not surprised that they took a 10-minute phone conversation with me and chose to print only the most inflammatory paragraph within it. That's what they do. But I want to address some of the things you write about me in Get to Gettin' Her Done, in response to the Rolling Stone article. But first, let me say this. You are very mistaken if you think that I don't know your audience. Hell, I could have been heckled by the parents of some of the very people that come see you now. I grew up in Roswell, Georgia, near the Funny Bone and not far from the Punchline. In fact, the very first time I went on stage was at the Punchline in Sandy Springs in 1982 when I was 17. I cut my teeth in the South, and my first road gigs ever were in Augusta, Charleston, Baton Rouge, and Louisville. I remember them very well, specifically because of the audience. I remember thinking, occasionally, not all the time, man, what a bunch of dumb, redneck, easily entertained, ignorant motherfuckers. I can't believe the stupid shit they think is funny. So yes, I do know your audience, and they suck, and they're simple. And please don't mistake this as coming from a place of bitterness because I didn't make it there, or I'm not as successful as you, because that's not it at all. Since I was a kid, I've always been a little oversensitive to the glorification and rewarding of dumb. See, the salt of the earth, regular everyday folk, or lowest common denominator, who see the world and the people like me in it as on some sort of secular mission to take away their flag lapels and plaster Paris Jesus television adornments, strike me as childishly paranoid. But perhaps the funniest or oddest thing in your book is you taking me to task for being PC. Have you heard my act? I will match your un-PC-ness any day of the week, my friend. I truly believe, and have said on stage amongst other things, that Orthodox Jews are bar none the most annoying people as a group that walk this earth. I absolutely refuse to say the term African-American. It's a ridiculous and ill-applied label that was accepted with a thoughtless rush just to make white people feel at ease and slightly noble. I also believe that in the right setting, that as unfortunate as it may be, retarded people can be a near constant source of entertainment. Fact. Larry, as far as audiences are concerned, Whether Northern, Southern, straight, gay, male, female, liberal, conservative, Christian, or Jew, I've walked them all. It didn't matter if it was a room full of enlightened, hippie, lesbian Wiccans at Catch a Rising Star in Cambridge, Massachusetts, or literally hundreds of students at the University of St. Louis, a Jesuit school, or a room full of the cutest, angriest frat boys in Baton Rouge, all threatening to beat me up. I un-PC'd the shit out of them.